Praise be Jesus Christ. I must confess that my sister was a little concerned that I was going to give another hour-long talk at the homily today, but I assure you, I will be brief. 2 points that I would like to draw out from the sacred scriptures that have been presented to us and the church gave us today. And again, it's another reminder to ourselves that it is our Holy Mother, the Church, who gave us these scriptures for this ferial day. And there were two things that struck me in the context of this colloquium on sacred music. In the first reading, we heard St. Paul speaking about scattering seed, planting for the harvest. He says, if we sow sparingly, we will reap sparingly. But if we sow abundantly, we will reap abundantly. And that got me thinking about all of you. All of you who labor in the church and in the vineyard of the Lord, to bring beauty, reverence, dignity to the sacred liturgy. And many of you have been at this for a long time. And that is exactly what you are doing. You are sowing for the harvest. You're sowing seed, I dare say, not sparingly, but abundantly. And your labors and your efforts and your perseverance and the hope with which you go about your ministries is truly going to bear an abundant harvest. I am convinced of it. But the thing we need to remember is that we may not always see the day of the harvest. We may not always see the fruit of our labors. We may get glimpses of it here and there, but for many of us, we may never see the full fruition of what we have been sowing all these years. At least we may not witness it on this side of the heavenly banquet. Quite honestly, I made reference earlier to the great Monsignor Richard J. Schuller and the work that he did in the wake, especially in the wake of the council, to preserve, to protect, to promote authentic liturgical worship and certainly sacred music. And I think the work and the labors of that great man are just really now almost beginning to reap the harvest. Although, thankfully, he was able to get glimpses of it and would rejoice. If I may dare say, he would give those of us that knew him, he would give that little twinkle in the eye and he'd say, "We're winning." And so persevere. You're sowing, and sow with all your hearts. Don't sow sparingly. Give your heart to it. And I know so many of you have given your lives to this. It is your passion. Keep giving. Keep sowing abundantly with your labor, and know that the harvest will be abundant. The second point that came to me was we get this, I don't want to say strange gospel, or dare I say any gospel is strange, but aren't we used to hearing this gospel on Ash Wednesday, right? This is the Ash Wednesday gospel that reminds us as we begin the penitential season of Lent of how we are to go about our penitential practices, not for show, but from the heart. So I thought, now what does this have to say to church musicians? And the thought struck me, well, maybe for the very same reason we get that gospel on Ash Wednesday, we get it in the midst of this conference, this colloquium. Because we get this gospel on Ash Wednesday, as I said, specifically to remind us of the spirit with which we must take up our Lenten observance, our prayer, our fasting, our almsgiving. Not to do it for show, not to do it to be noticed, to do it because our heart is set on the Lord and we desire conversion and change. Because if we're going about it to be noticed, for others to look at us and say, wow, aren't they dedicated and fasters, and boy, look how generous they are in giving alms, and boy, I see them all the time before the Blessed Sacrament in prayer. If we're doing it to get that recognition, as the Lord says, you've already received your reward, thank you very much. And so I guess I would take that same spirit with the work that we do. That we go about this labor of love for the glory of God and for the sanctification of his people. That we don't do it for our own glory. And that's always the temptation. And don't tell me you haven't experienced it when you have a beautiful Mass and someone comes up to you and say, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard this side of heaven. And you feel that pride well up in you. Why, thank you. And hey, listen, I'm not pointing fingers, you know. It was very humbling, your response to my address this afternoon, and you'd be tempted to be, you know, puffed up with pride. I'm very humbled by it. But the danger is always there, that it's about us. I just ordained, praise God, 8 men to the Holy Priesthood for the Archdiocese of Portland almost a week ago. Over a week ago, I'm sorry, I'm losing track of time. But I reminded those men, and I always work this into every homily for a diaconate or a priesthood ordination. Remember, this is not about you. You know, we present the candidates to the congregation gathered, and everybody gives their approval, and we remind ourselves, it's not about us. Focus, our eyes must always be fixed on the Lord. It's about him. It's about the glory we give him and the obedience that we give him. And so as you go about sowing an abundant harvest, remember that we do it for him and we do it out of love for his people, not for ourselves, not for vainglory, but for him. God bless again your wonderful efforts, and again, may the Lord prosper the planting of seeds that you are about, so that one day we may all enjoy the rich harvest that gives glory to God. And so to him be glory, now and ever and forever. Amen.